This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with our nutritionist. We work together on a regular basis. Layla Mutin is a registered dietitian and also has a master's degree in the field of nutrition. So before we get to additional questions, I just want to thank the many of you who have begun the transition to FullScript, which is our new online pharmacy. It's a new way of ordering supplements. I think it's vastly superior to the way that we had supplements before on an old sort of early 2000s iteration of a website. This is state of the art. It's a great place to shop for supplements. And it's also a place where you can find some of the little esoteric things that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. You know, if you want to buy, men's multivitamin at, Costco or something like that. Okay, well, you know, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck is right.
that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, really specialty supplements, you know, things like sulforaphane and ultra-potent EGCG, the finest quality fish oil, the best probiotics. Yes. These are things that you'll find on FullScript. So just go to drhoffman.com, click on the store, and it'll invite you to register for FullScript. There's no charge to register, and they won't pester you. It gives you a portal, it gives you an entree into FullScript, which literally has, over 10,000 individual products there that you can choose among. Plus, there you'll see my specific recommendations for various conditions. Our patients are already using it. They like it. It's working out pretty well.
And you know, the trend is more and more online shopping.
Yeah.
And absolutely, you get your supplements delivered straight to your door. I mean, this is, it's terrific.
Yeah. And it's the way of the future.
Yep.
And we finally got with the program, and I think it's going to really be to the benefit of our patients and listeners. Okay, so let's get to questions, please.
Okay, we've got an email from Cheryl. My husband has bipolar and is now off of his meds. He was taking prescription lithium because they make him feel terrible. Do you think lithium orotate would be a good alternative?
Okay. So the question is,
versus prescription lithium, yeah.
Well, okay, so prescription lithium is given at a much higher dose than lithium orotate. And for legal reasons, I mean, they don't want it so that people can take massive doses of lithium to self-treat their bipolar disorder. I think, you know, one of the conditions where it's really hard to self-treat is bipolar disorder. And the reason is that your objectivity is dramatically altered in bipolar disorder. So I'm cautious about letting patients self-manage because, you know, during a manic episode, you may be overly optimistic about the prospects for flying free of any kind of medical management. That being said, I've worked with quite a few bipolar individuals. And we find that the nutritional support is very helpful. Whether it can substitute for medication entirely it depends. And sometimes lithium orotate is helpful. But, you know, when I was doing my training in psychiatry, I'm not a board certified psychiatrist, but, like all medical students, we went through psychiatry training. You would measure lithium levels in the blood. And in some patients, forgot to take their medications or had taken too little, they would have what's called a subtherapeutic level of lithium. And a subtherapeutic level of lithium means that they were taking some, but it wasn't enough to have the effect. So it has to reach a threshold. You can't just have like a tiny, tiny amount in your bloodstream and it's helpful.
Right.
You know, just it's what would be called pejoratively a homeopathic dose, although I don't like that term because homeopathy is effective.
And yes, it is.
When that term is used by conventional medicine, it means you're not taking enough. So what of interest is that I started seeing a lot of bipolar patients after an article appeared in Forbes magazine. Now, that's a big magazine.
Yeah.
Forbes Business Magazine. It was written by a former patient of mine, unbeknownst to me. I didn't know about it. And he was a patient who, basically what he wrote was, I went to see this Dr. Hoffman, and he gave me a bunch of advice, and you know, and I didn't really get around to following it. Finally, you know, I had another manic episode, and, you know, it was disastrous for me personally and professionally. And so I said, you know, I'll just go back to what Dr. Hoffman recommended, and I'll start to implement the program. And he described it in a personal account. And he was so fabulously successful that he was able to get off meds and did well and was sharing that with the world. So all of a sudden, I got a lot of patients with bipolar. You know, what's helpful with bipolar, Layla?
Yeah.
High-dose fish oil.
Fish oil, magnesium.
Absolutely. But also, like, a very regular regimen, you know, keeping blood sugar stable.
Yeah,
yes. Keeping sleep cycles stable, exercising on a schedule, because mm-hmm. these patients really require stability.
Stability, structure,
yes.
All of this really helps.
Yeah.
Circadian rhythms.
Yes.
Dr. Hoffman, I wonder, because Cheryl says that her husband feels terrible on his medications, is it possible he's one of those people that's sensitive and needs to start low and slow?
Yeah, it's not...
Even if it's under a therapeutic level?
Yeah, there are certainly... there are side effects. Excuse me. There are side effects to lithium.
Mm-hmm.
And... Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little sip of decaf here. There are some side effects to lithium that are pretty uncomfortable. So it can cause hypothyroidism, and that's something to look for, because after taking it for a while,
really?
Some people are beginning to be hypothyroid.
That's interesting.
And it just, you know, there's a trade-off with every kind of medication.
Wow. So, Cheryl, your husband absolutely needs supervision, and yeah, wow. I hope he feels better soon.
Okay. Now it appears the sirens are on your end.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Right. Okay. So what we'll do now is let's pause for one of our sponsors to share a message with you. And when we return, mm-hmm. more of your questions.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks so much for supporting our sponsors there. What makes this Intelligent Medicine enterprise possible? Mm. So, returning to questions, Layla, what else do we have?
Okay, Michelle writes, hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I have a question about WP thyroid. Hmm. I've been taking Synthroid for 22 years and switched to WP thyroid 6 months ago. But about 2 months ago, I started having heart palpitations and my heart racing before I get out of bed in the morning when I first wake up, and occasionally at bedtime, but I feel fine during the day. I seem to get them when I'm at rest. My doctor says that I'm on the correct dosage, which is 1 1/4 grain.
Yeah, but
I've also... Yeah.
Let me just comment.
Sure.
If you're not feeling well, then it's not the correct dose.
Right.
Pure and
right.
simple. You know, if you're, this is one of the problems with thyroid medication, both from conventional doctors, they say, well, you know, you're on the correct dose, but I feel lousy, doc. Yeah, yeah, but you're on the correct dose. That's as good as it's going to get. And similarly, you know, WP thyroid is prescribed often by integrated practitioners, and they may say that on paper it looks like the right dose, but you're having palpitations. That's not good. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Michelle is also wondering that if her palpitations are caused by seasonal allergies.
Well, that's a possibility, but more simply, the way that synthetic thyroid works is bad when it comes to mood and energy, but very safe when it comes to the heart. And that's why...
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why Medicare won't support the use of anything but, you know, L-thyroxine, Thyrolar, you know, that kind of conventional synthetic thyroid, because it releases the active T3 very slowly. There is no T3 in it, but the T4 has to be converted by the body into T3, which in some people is rate limited and they don't get enough T3 and they feel lousy. But it certainly protects you from the heart accelerant effects of T3. T3 is very stimulatory, and in natural thyroid, you're going to get, that's one of the disadvantages from a safety standpoint and a symptom standpoint, that it can release very quickly and cause you to get a surge in thyroid hormone temporarily. Mm. And that can cause you to have palpitations. So what to do about that? Well, some people... In my experience, it's a very small minority, but some people don't tolerate natural thyroid, whether it's Armour thyroid or WP thyroid, you know, the various natural combos that include T3.
That's interesting.
They just don't, and they don't feel better, and they're better off using Synthroid. On the other hand, with you, in this case, this listener might consider doing divided doses. If this is the right dose, say 1 1/4, which is 75 you know, milligrams, they might break it up. They might do, just for convenience sake, it's hard to half a quarter. So you do, you know...
An eighth.
That would be like 5/8 and 5/8. Well, okay, you could have it specially compounded. But the other thing you can do is you could take 60... and 45, you know, 60 in the morning. I'm sorry, what is
60 and 15?
No, 30 and 45. 45 and 30. 45 and 30. So that would add to 1 1/4. Split it up. I have one patient, and she's really determined to take the full dose of natural thyroid, but she has to split it into four parts. And I said, you know, you're the only person in my practice, you know, in so many years who's really... is willing to so carefully take thyroid, where she takes 15, 15, 15, 15, you know, spread out through the day. And she says she feels fine with that. But if she were to take it all at once, she would get kind of a power surge and then feel let down later in the day because of the short-acting nature of T3. The other thing to do is sometimes people take it all in the morning and they do better when they take it at night because sometimes when you're sleeping, you're a little less attuned to these symptoms. And by the time you wake up, they abate. So, you know, there are ways around this. And the other way to look at it is maybe instead of taking 1 1/4, you just take one, and you might feel as well or nearly as well without the side effects. So, you know, clearly when you're having palpitations, you want to take lots of magnesium, right?
Yes, yes. Now, well, here's the other thing. If you're taking any thyroid, you want to be careful with minerals like magnesium, calcium or iron, because that could interfere.
Right. But on the other hand, this is a problem of excess, not inadequate.
So right. So magnesium can help that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, potentially. If you were to take it simultaneously, it might have a dampening effect, but we wouldn't want to interfere with the thyroid. We'd want to just counteract its effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually there's an answer somewhere. I'll point out another thing is one of the secrets of thyroid dosing is that when people have poor functioning adrenals, they often have trouble handling thyroid. And so we need to evaluate the adrenals, because they work in concert with the thyroid. And it's kind of the analogy that we sometimes give. It's kind of like building a splendid house on a poor foundation. If you have poor adrenal function or unstable adrenal function, the thyroid you take may be poorly tolerated. So building and supporting adrenal function could be part of the job here. We have to assess the adrenal function using a circadian rhythm tests, LIBA tests, like morning, mid-morning,
yes,
afternoon, and night, to see if the cortisol function is stable, and then try to address that as a possible way of supporting this thyroid dosing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Michelle, we hope you feel better soon.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you for your question. Let's see here. We've got an email from Judy. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I'm wondering why once in a while I feel dizzy before having to have a bowel movement. Sometimes I will still feel dizzy afterwards, and later it seems I need to go again. And a while after that, the dizziness goes away. It doesn't happen often, and I'm not on any medication except warfarin. Is this normal?
Okay. Well, the
sounds kind of vagal.
Yeah, it sounds. It's. I haven't the vaguest idea what that is about, but it may have to do with the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
You know, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
But you know, it's interesting. You know, you and I sort of came to the identical conclusion, and you want to explain that, because the vagal nerve is really getting a lot of press these days, because vagal nerve stimulation is becoming a big theme in the treatment of pain, in the treatment of addiction, in the treatment of many, many conditions. And so you want to explain that? It's sort of the road from the gut to the brain, like the four-way highway.
The gut to the brain, exactly. And some people are very strong vagally and others are not. I have to say, Dr. Hoffman, I'm not really up on that, except that I've heard of people vagaling out, for example, bearing down with a bowel movement.
Well, just an example of that is...
Or childbirth.
Well, you know, yes. And in fact, kids take advantage of that with a kids game that they play, which is they hyperventilate and then they like suck in their breath and then somebody comes behind them and, you know, kids do crazy stuff, grabs them and kind of delivers a vagal shot that causes them to pass out, which is
that
like,
sounds horrible.
I bet that
why would anybody want to feel like they're fainting or passing out?
You know,
oh my goodness.
There is such a strong drive in humans to get high in some way that kids will do stuff,
true.
And then the self-same kids will experiment with drugs and, you know, do whatever they have to do to get high.
Right.
But I'm just saying that this is an, or, you know, another example is, you know, get punched in the gut. You feel like you're going to pass out. So there is a relationship. Some people have an accentuated relationship. It's also called valsalving.
And valsalva maneuver.
Valsalva maneuver is, you know, when you bear down to have a bowel movement. Or another way that you valsalva is when you squat. And it's not uncommon for squatters who don't control their breath properly doing squats. And, you know, I'm kind of a duffer in doing that, but I try to, you know, lift 100, 120 pounds overhead when I do my squats. You have to breathe properly, because if you just simply hold your breath and go, you know, grunt, it's you're going to valsalva and you're going to feel lightheaded. And next thing you know, you'll be on the floor with the barbell, you know, pressing down around your neck. That explains it. Now, this person says, well, I'm not on any medication besides warfarin. Well, when you're on warfarin, it usually suggests that you've had either blood clots or you've had something like atrial fibrillation. You know, atrial fibrillation, more likely.
Ooh.
And so this is somebody who already has some signs of heart irregularity, possibly, and they didn't give us an entire medical history. They said, I'm only on this one drug. The warfarin doesn't cause you to feel dizzy, usually. Mm-hmm. But the underlying condition for which you're taking the warfarin might.
Yes.
We don't have enough of a story here to piece this together.
And then maybe is that dizziness could be a little more pronounced before having a bowel movement because of the...
And, you know, tragically, and this is a well-known phenomenon, is People will have heart attacks. They'll, be in the hospital for a few days. They'll go home, and they'll sit on the toilet, have a bowel movement, especially if they're constipated. And tragically, the next thing you know, the spouse will come in and find that, they've expired. They've had a cardiac arrhythmia while sitting on the toilet.
Wow.
Because that, the maneuver actually slows the heart rate to the point where it slows the heart rate way down. And it can sometimes be blocked way down to the point where it triggers a compensatory arrhythmia and you can die. So it totally makes sense what she's talking about. And, it's sometimes a trait that people have, but it's sometimes a trait that just becomes more pronounced as you age.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Wow. Judy, the other thing I wanted to say to Judy, if she's finding herself more often than not having to bear down a lot, well, it's not that either, because the dizziness is occurring before.
Yeah, it's a response to the urge to go to the bathroom, even before the pressing down. So something, a signal is happening, and the signal, subtle as it might be, is enough to trigger dizziness. And, so there's actually some signs that the gut bacteria may send messages to the brain via the vagus nerve, too. So in terms of gut-brain connection, there's a lot going on here. Layla, I think we're running out of time because we try to limit our, we thank our listeners for being so faithful and patient to listen to these long discussions, but we're out of time for today. So what we'll do is carry over some of those questions from last week.
Yes.
And continue to answer questions on a weekly basis. Radio program at AOL.com is a destination for questions related to medicine and nutrition, and there were some interesting ones today indeed.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you, and wish you belated holiday greetings.
Yes.
And enjoy your summer and your summer vacation as people head off to various vacation destinations. Don't forget to bring your mobile device and listen to some intelligent medicine.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.